June 5, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Hagar and Sarah. Opening prayer. Lord, help me to hear today how loved, accepted, and cherished I am. Read Galatians chapter 4, verses 21 through 31. Hagar and Sarah. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, are you not aware of what the law says? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. His son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, but his son by the free woman was born as the result of a divine promise. These things are being taken figuratively. The women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves. This is Hagar. Now Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem, because she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Be glad, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Shout for joy and cry aloud, you who are never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband." Now you, brothers and sisters, like Isaac, are children of promise. At that time the son born according to the flesh persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit. It is the same now. But what does Scripture say? Get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with the free woman's son. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman. Reflect. What resources are available to you when you find understanding Scripture difficult? How do you feel having read those verses? If you're like me, you may have needed to take a second look to follow the thread of Paul's reasoning. My head aches a little, and if you're somewhat perplexed, then you're in good company. Stott refers to these verses as the most difficult in the letter, presupposing a knowledge of the Old Testament which few people possess. Stott himself is a notable exception. Paul here uses a familiar story from Genesis that relates to people of slavery and promises. There are three stages to his argument: historical, allegorical, and personal. You may well be familiar with the stories of Hagar and Sarah. Hagar was the slave woman who bore Ishmael, while Sarah bore Isaac, the child of promise. Allegorically, Paul likens Hagar both to Mount Sinai, where the law was given, and, provocatively, to the present city of Jerusalem. Once again, Paul is presenting an argument that would enrage those seeking to insist on aspects of Judaism as a requisite to being a true Christian. Comparing their holy city of Jerusalem to the mother of Ishmael can be added to the growing list of accusations Paul aims at the Judaizers. What can we take from these verses? We can rejoice that we are heirs of the Old Testament promises, not subject to slavery, but rather children of promise. Contrary to those who had bewitched the Galatians, Paul here emphasizes that the true heirs of the promises of Abraham are not defined by physical descent, the Jews. Rather, the true heirs are children of God by spiritual descent, those who have put their faith in Christ, whether Jew or Gentile. Apply. These verses may have been hard to understand. You can ask the Lord to give you a level of understanding. Don't be discouraged if it doesn't all seem crystal clear. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you that the longer I study Scripture, the greater my understanding is of God's love and care for me. As I read it, help me to persevere when passages are difficult, trusting you will speak to me.